Now, we're certain that values are formed, but after that, Massey leaves us a little short in terms of the fact that people can change their values, because Massey essentially implies that your values don't change. And from an NLP point of view, since NLP is about change, I would have to say that that's probably not correct. So values now, we need to talk about the evolution of values, and we're going to move on to the work of Claire Graves, and we need to talk a little bit about that.
So the most current system for analyzing and mapping the worldviews and belief system in people, as well as organizations and cultures around the world, is the value system used today by the National Value Center.
The National Value Center is really an excellent organization. Chris Cowan and Don Beck have actually done consulting all over the world to governments, and the National Value Center is currently located in Santa Barbara, and Chris Cowan is the guy that trained me in values. But Chris and Don actually were involved in and continue to be involved in values work at very, very high level governmental. They're playing at a very high level governmental level. They were instrumental in the doing away of apartheid in South Africa. Because in South Africa, the government, the white government, thought that the blacks would attack the whites when apartheid was done away with. Chris Cowan and Don Beck, actually it was Don Beck, I think, successfully predicted that the blacks would not attack the whites, but they would attack the blacks. That was a major prediction, and it allowed South Africa to do away with apartheid, which I think was a very, very good move for humanity. And what they predicted successfully was that the blacks would attack the blacks rather than the whites, which is what happened. So the fact is that these guys are really incredible thinkers in terms of values, and they absolutely tell us what's going on in the world.
Now, their work is based on the studies of Claire Graves, professor at the State University of New York. And Graves was able to determine different levels of psychological existence, reflecting different worldviews, belief systems, and operating systems.
It was really interesting that Graves read. Do you guys remember Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow? Do you guys remember the book of psychology? It was around 1966 or so. 66 or 65. Abraham Maslow, who was currently at that time the head of the American Psychological Association, wrote a book called A Psychology of Being. And Maslow wrote this book, and Claire Graves, who was a sociology professor at the State University of New York in Albany, said, if this is true, then I can test for it, and I can use galvanic skin response to test and see if it's true. So Graves hooked up a bunch of students, and what he found out was Maslow was absolutely correct for one value system out of five. Now, unfortunately, this is the downside of what Graves did. The downside of what Claire Graves did was he never wrote a book, and he never followed through because he seemed to be more interested in testing than he was in writing. But anyway, Graves absolutely proved that Maslow was correct for one values level. And for those of you that remember Maslow's book, does anybody remember Maslow's book? Yeah, for those of you that remember Maslow's book, what Maslow was writing about was what we call today values level 6. And Graves found that there was values level 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Then he postulated 7 and 8. And what he found out was that he hooked up students to galvanic skin response, to essentially a lie detector, and then he read them keywords, he read them words, and he checked their response for each of the words. That's how he did it. Now, in doing that, he found out that there were a number of other value systems.
According to National Value Center around the world, nowadays are about 7 value systems who describe types of thinking rather than types of people.
Now, listen carefully. We're about to talk about values levels, but I want you to know that not any one of the values levels is inherently any better than any of the others. There's not a values level system that's right. There's not one that's wrong. Some values levels are more efficient for operating in a world
specific
that the person
set of
is
conditions.
In. For a specific set of conditions. Some of them are more efficient than operating, as we'll see. But not any of them are specifically right or specifically wrong.
And again, describe the value system, describe how a person thinks, not what a person values.
The value systems have been developed in response to a specific set of conditions or problems that exist in a person's environment, and each is calibrated to address those systems. The value system describes how a person thinks. You said that, but I think it's worth repeating. Mm-hmm. How a person thinks, but it's hard to measure how because we're using words. So again, it has to fall back on content.
Furthermore, a value system can consist in infinite combinations.
It's true.
And patterns. We'll see in a moment how that works.
No one is a specific values level. People are combinations of different types of thinking or different values level.
Now, everyone is motivated by something, but not everyone is motivated by the same things.
For somebody, one person may need to motivate a family or may need to represent motivation. For somebody else, the desire for success, and for another, the desire for an individual, freedom, may be what causes them to be motivated.